Welcome to the Hoosier Ag Today Tuesday podcast. I'm Andy Eubank. It is the 9th of December, 2025. CJ Miller and Greg Allen have the news today. Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin here with the Indiana Farm Forecast, all brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust, proudly serving local farms, families, and agribusiness for 140 years. They're online at ffbt.com. In the news, how African swine fever confirmed in Spain is impacting the pork market around the world, and our next generation of leaders is getting a boost from Indiana 4-H. We'll explain. The forecast, cold, snowy conditions the rest of the week. And yesterday, the grains and oil seeds were led lower by weakness in soybeans ahead of today's USDA December update. Analysis with John Zanker on the way on the Hat Tuesday podcast.
At First Farmers, we know that farming takes grit. From unpredictable weather to market fluctuations, our farmers face challenges. Since 1885, we've watched them weather those challenges without fail. That's why we're proud to help power farmers with financial products, services, and expertise built around the seasonal nature of agriculture that lets them continue powering our local communities. Is it time to expand your operation? Visit us at ffbt.com or stop by a local branch to get started. First Farmers Bank and Trust, Equal Opportunity Lender, member FDIC.
How African swine fever is impacting pork and a 4-H initiative that aims to make teens workforce ready. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Greg Allen. Nearly 2 weeks ago, African swine fever was confirmed in Spain for the first time since 1994. CJ Miller reports how this is now impacting the pork market around the world.
So Spain is a top global exporter of pork, and they are also the largest producer of pork within the EU.
And that's Aaron Borer, Vice President of Economic Analysis with the U.S. Meat Export Federation. The virus has been found in wild boars near Barcelona, which is in the Catalonia region of northeastern Spain. That region accounts for about 8% of Spain's total hog production. One thing that Borer says will help Spain is that the country has set up a regionalization agreement with several countries, including China, South Korea, the United Kingdom, and the EU, which means that Spain will still be able to continue its pork exports for those hogs produced outside of the affected region.
I think Spain is really a success story and something that the U.S. industry should aspire to, because they were very quickly regionalized. EU regionalization, Spanish authorities and EU authorities agreeing on that regionalization literally within days.
However, Japan, Malaysia, and Mexico are among the countries that have shut off all pork exports from Spain. In the meantime, though, Borer adds that those closed-off markets may provide some incremental export opportunities for U.S. pork.
There should be some opportunities for U.S. pork into Japan, thinking mostly frozen loins. For Malaysia, I am optimistic. Again, the potential for kind of a mix of cuts, and just given the limited facilities eligible globally to supply that market, there should be some incremental business for the U.S.
Read the full story at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.
Thank you, CJ. Indiana's next generation of leaders is getting a serious boost thanks to an initiative from Indiana 4-H. It's called the Beyond Ready Program, and it's designed to prepare young people for the real world long before graduation day. On the latest episode of the 4-H 4U podcast, I was able to speak to Indiana 4-H College and Career Readiness Specialist Jennifer Abril about the program.
Beyond Ready is a national 4-H initiative, and the idea is to prepare youth nationwide to be ready for life, ready for work. It's part of a 4-H growth strategy in terms of not just growing the program, but growing young people. So in Indiana, we have embraced the Beyond Ready initiative and in fact rolled out Beyond Ready to our local educators statewide at our youth staff conference in September.
The new program focuses on practical life and career skills, everything from communication and teamwork to financial literacy, problem solving, and professional readiness. Organizers say the goal is simple: help teens build the confidence and competencies they'll need whether they choose college, a trade, or head straight into the workforce.
What we hope to do is, like I said, strengthen the connection between the skills they learn there and how those will translate into life.
One big emphasis is hands-on experience. Participants take part in workshops, mock interviews, leadership challenges, and even community-based projects that mirror real-world work environments. As for many young Hoosiers, Beyond Ready is becoming more than just a program. It's a launchpad into adulthood. Find the entire 4-H4U podcast on our website, HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Greg Allen.
Farmers know that hard work has its rewards. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America has designed our operating loans to work just as hard for you in return. Earn 1.5% cash back on all purchases when you connect your operating loan to our disbursement card. Because in times like these, some extra cash back never hurts. Visit fcma.com/operating to learn more. Disbursement card for use with an operating loan. Operating loans are subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
Now on the Hat Podcast, Ryan Martin's Indiana Farm Forecast, brought to you by the Indiana Ag Nutrient Alliance.
Cold and snowy. That's the setup for the rest of this week. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. Arctic high pressure continues to sit here. We're going to get a reinforcing shot of cold air to finish the week and go into the weekend. I know I'm thrilled. But as we take a look at it, let's work through the precipitation first. We've got four Clipper systems that are going to be trying to work through the Great Lakes and Eastern Corn Belt here this week. One's going on right now as we get started on your Tuesday, a little bit farther to our north. The track of that low pressure area comes mostly in affecting Michigan, but I do think northern tier counties of Indiana can pick up some light snow and flurries here today, and clouds are well down into central Indiana. Most of this is going to be nuisance snow in Indiana today. Southern Indiana may still see some clouds and sunshine. Moving into our next weather system, it's going to be coming across as we move through tonight into tomorrow. The difference with this one is we are actually seeing some warmer air surge northward into southern and central Indiana. And then that interacts with the cold air to the north. That's going to actually create bigger precipitation potential. Michigan gets waylaid with some significant snows, I think, in central and northern Indiana, particularly towards sunrise through midday on Wednesday. We can see coating to a couple of inches as the remains of the system move out to the east. Reinforcing shot of cold air coming for Wednesday afternoon through Thursday. That's going to kick in the lake effect machine. Clouds everywhere in the Hoosier State, but flurries, I think, limited and light snow up to north and northeastern parts of Indiana. And then we get into system number three. That wave comes through on Friday, taking a direct shot at Indiana. Multiple inches of snow are possible right now. We'll zero in on that when we get a little bit closer because it's still very track dependent, but it does look like this is going to be a moisture-laden little clipper. And then we finish out the entire system, or the series, I guess you would say, on Saturday night, Sunday, with another round of light moisture coming through mostly northern Indiana and into Michigan itself with bitter cold Arctic air. So there it is. That's what this week looks like. And next week looks wildly different. Warm air trying to come back Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It does get a little bit of a foothold. We see some rain trying to pop up, particularly Monday night, Tuesday. And then we go through the rest of the week just being kind of sloppy. Decent snow melt projected to come in here all the way through the weekend. And I think we could see more rain the 21st into early Monday the 22nd. So it's going to get quite sloppy and quite muddy here. Whether or not we can flash freeze before Christmas, there's still some argument over. Cold air is pooling in the Canadian prairies. It's just got to break loose and head this direction. However, right now, I'd put your odds of a fully white Christmas, I'd put those in doubt and jeopardy right now. Yep, there'll be piles still places, but a fully white snow covering at Christmas, I'm going to give you no more than about 25% chance currently. I'm Ryan Martin.
The end of the year reinforces the value of collaboration. From neighbors lending a hand to partners sharing know-how, teamwork is essential and is how Indiana Ag Nutrient Alliance operates on its mission of enabling viable farms, healthy soil, and clean water. Indiana's ag and commodity groups, alongside state government and conservation leaders, work together to vet practices that improve the environment while protecting farmers' bottom line. Helping Indiana farmers thrive is a win for all.
A sell-off in corn, beans, and wheat, with beans the weak side leader. This is Hoosier Ag Today's Monday Farm Market Review. I'm Andy Eubank, and I'll have the settlements coming up. We'll begin, though, with comments from analyst and broker John Zanker of Farmers Keeper, Carmel, I checked in with him at the end of the session. Markets mostly lower, although, John, the grains on Monday, corn and wheat, both close to even throughout the trading session. Let's start, though, with the weak side leader. That would be the bean market, even with a flash sale to China. The market was lower all day long. South American weather continuing to have a role in that, though, it appears.
Yes, they're off to an excellent start. Both Argentina and Brazil, maybe a little bit of dryness starting to show up in southern Brazil, but I think most of that area is supposed to get rain as well. So planting was a little slower than normal, but that's not a big deal in Brazil. And we're not seeing any support coming from that hemisphere at this point. And right now, estimates are for a 5 to 6 million ton bigger crop in Brazil, even a little bit better than last year in Argentina. So, you know, here we go. We have to deal with that. Now, still early and still plenty of time. Jan, Feb are the two most critical months down there. So plenty of time to upset that apple cart.
The corn futures market steady all day long, even with a very good export inspections report. So flat trade a day before a USDA December update on supply and demand. That would lead us to believe positioning is pretty well set for that report.
Pretty much so. I was hoping they'd break precedent and put out a production number this month since they missed October. And there was a lot of question about the accuracy, of course, of the November report. So I was hoping for one in December. That's not going to happen. So we're going to have to wait another month for that. I think pretty broadly expected that the USDA will raise export numbers. We'll have to see what they do with that feed and residual number, which is way too high right now. But mainly because of how big the production numbers have been. So we'll see what they do with that next month. But I would expect a supportive report for corn, maybe flat on soybeans. They need to take that export number down another notch, but they could raise the crush number too. So I think, you know, not a lot of focus on this report. And that's certainly not what was causing the problems today.
So if we get a bearish surprise, it would indeed be a surprise to you, either corn or beans, apparently.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, in the beans, you know, if they took that export number down over 50 million and with not an offset and crush, that would be bearish. But I could see another 50 million coming off exports and maybe most of that or all of it offset with a crush number. So, yeah, I'll be really surprised if the numbers aren't pretty flat tomorrow.
Analyst and broker John Zanker, he is with Farmers Keeper at the Carmel office. And you can get John on the phone anytime, 765-412-6810. Now, settlements from Monday trade, down a penny on the March and May corn contracts. March finishes at 443.75. May 451.25. Again, both down a penny. 3/4 off on July, 457. Weak side leader beans all day. January, 1093.75, losing 11.5. March down a dime and a quarter, 11.05 3/4, and May 11.16 3/4, down 8 3/4. March wheat 534 3/4, a penny off, fractionally lower on the May, 542 1/4. The meats were mixed. Down in cattle futures, February live cattle, 226.67, 47 cents down. February lean hogs, 82.40, up 12. I'm Ian DeEubank with the Monday Farm Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's leading farm network.